Thanks for listening to the podcast today. And in this episode, we'll discuss when is the right time to hire home care assistants for seniors. Unless trained to recognize the signs, family members and caregivers often feel concerned that they won't be able to notice the red flags of when the time has come when an aging loved one requires help at home. Specifically, when is the appropriate time to recruit professional in-care assistants? Here are several areas of function and what deterioration in those areas may look like that caregivers and family members could assess before making this difficult decision. So, when is the right time to hire home care assistants for seniors? The first area to look at is performing activities of daily living. Activities of daily living, also known as ADLs, includes tasks that someone wants to or needs to complete during the day. Examples include basics such as bathing, dressing, feeding, showering, using the toilet, and hygiene management like brushing teeth and washing hands, shaving, etc. More complex ADLs include medication management, finance management, household cleaning, cooking, meal preparation, and community participation like running errands, attending doctor's appointments, visiting friends and families, etc. Illness, injury, and simply aging can impact a senior's typical participation in any or all of these tasks. It becomes a problem when the health and safety is placed in jeopardy. Incidents may include increased infection risk due to lack of hygiene and care, increased fall risk because they can't maintain a clean living environment, becoming malnutrition, dehydrated, or ill because they're unable to access meals and medications on their own, and the list goes on and on. The second area of function to look at is balance while performing functional activities of daily living. So there are two types of balance, and both are needed for general movement and walking: dynamic balance and static balance. Dynamic balance involves challenging postural stability by walking, running, jumping, and turning. Static balance is the ability to maintain sitting or standing postural stability without any additional movement or external force. As people age, their risk of losing their balance heightens, which places them in a regular position of tripping or falling. Many seniors who struggle with balance may be safe enough to walk with the use of a cane or a walker. Serious causes of imbalance may result in the use of a wheelchair. Balance and the need for additional help becomes apparent when none of these devices are employed or are working, and when the senior is falling more on a regular basis. The third area of function to look at is gait patterns, indoors and outdoors. Gait patterns refers to the manner of how we walk. We all take specific patterns and steps in order to walk correctly and safely. Abnormal gait patterns lead to disruption in typical walking, which can result in increased loss of balance and falls. Gait patterns can be skewed due to older age, muscle weakness, and disorder. For example, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, stroke, etc. Many seniors can function well on their own despite having gait issues because they've learned to compensate with ambulation equipment or other walking strategies. The need for assistance happens when these gait patterns worsen even with the help of devices, and when falls and injuries become more frequent. The fourth area of function to look at is declining cognitive abilities. Reduced cognitive skills can very quickly turn home life into a safety hazard. Forgetfulness, decreased judgment, and poor safety awareness can lead to accidents and injuries, especially if the affected person is home alone. This could mean forgetting to take medication, forgetting to eat, going outside without a walker, getting lost, forgetting to complete bills or other financial obligations, and so on. This can happen due to the effects of old age, but rapid cognitive decline is often associated with disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and other neurological conditions. The fifth area of function to look at is activity tolerance around the house. Commonly, age wreaks havoc on overall endurance. This becomes a concern for independent living when endurance is impacting a senior's ability to complete certain household and personal tasks safely. Examples include lacking the endurance to complete a shower, which results in falls or injuries. The sixth area of function to look at is visual and hearing abilities. If visual and hearing changes, with accommodations such as hearing aids or glasses, have grown severe enough to pose dangers in living environments, then it may be time to consider hiring professional assistance. Examples include not being able to hear the smoke detector, house alarms and phones, or not being able to see the settings on the oven, or pets crossing in front of their feet. And the list goes on. Now, let's look at current modes of assistance. Certain assistance tools may be already in place, such as equipment and people. When those tools aren't enough, then it may be time to investigate additional in-home help. Common examples include when an aging spouse is no longer able to care for their loved one, or when family members or caregivers are unable to tend to their seniors regularly, and when seniors aren't safely using walkers, fall alarms, emergency lines, and the list goes on and on. Once you've determined that a senior could benefit from in-home care, the next step is to research home care agencies and the type of assistance that can be provided. Let's look at how often should in-home healthcare services come. This all depends on specific scenarios that merit professional assistance. If a senior recently underwent surgery or a short hospital stay and are discharged at home, then maybe temporary in-home health would be recommended by relevant medical staff. A senior with chronic illness or disability that either stagnates or worsens with age may need long-term in-home health care, for instance, neurological disorders, dementia, etc. Oftentimes, seniors will use primary physicians' referrals and recommendations while considering health insurance coverage to determine how often in-home health should be coming into the home. So what specific services do seniors and caregivers living at home need? Seniors, as well as caregivers and family members, should consider what services are available in in-home health agencies. Research the services and talk to the primary physician about which services the senior would benefit from and which ones they could do without. Depending on the agency, services could include in-home nursing care, social services, respiratory care, volunteer and recreational services, palliative care, and rehabilitation like speech, physical, and occupational therapy. Settling on regular in-home services for a senior is a major decision, but it doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to your doctor and explore local resources. Also, have an open and honest discussion with the senior about transitioning and accepting help at the right time. And talk to friends who are in similar situations and work with an agency that you're comfortable with to make a plan of care that's right for the seniors and their time in life. If you like more information about senior care, subscribe to this podcast and visit seniorhomecarehq.com. Once again, that's senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, homecarehq.com.